Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you get caught, Lee, this is the operating philosophy, apparently, of the Biden regime.
Yeah.
Just lie.
Okay, yeah.
Just make something up.
Right.
And the media will do the rest. You know how we were told that this was just complete crackpottery? That the Biden administration was not looking to ban your gas stove.
Yeah.
That's just concern. Yeah, but Richard Trumka Jr. was quoted by Bloomberg, a left-wing publication.
Yeah, we played the audio here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not debatable. It happened. They said, no, that's just these crazy ultra-MAGAs. They're nuts, you know, they should be investigated by the FBI. Well, the internal memo on how the Biden administration is planning to ban, not modify, not heavily regulate, but ban gas stoves.
Yeah.
It was just released by some whistleblower. Somebody let it out. So the whole time, they were planning to ban gas stoves. This memo is dated October 25th, 2022. So well before the current controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, CPSC, that's the board that Trumka Jr. is a commissioner on that makes recommendations on these things.
I believe it's the Consumer Product Safety Division,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Has the responsibility to ban consumer products that emit hazardous substances, particularly when those emissions harm children. There's sufficient information available to move forward with proposing to ban gas stoves in homes. So again, and when they say there's evidence, there actually isn't. A liberal group with pass-through money from several liberal Democrat Party connected institutions and donors had two well-meaning liberals who are not scientists and do not possess science degrees write a paper saying that the gas stoves were dangerous. It is not a peer-reviewed paper.
No.
It's like a press release is what it's closer to. And I'm like, yep, stove's going to have to go. Too bad. Bye-bye. Look, I've cooked on both. I would not want to give up my gas stove. It's so fast.
I cooked on it this morning.
Yes.
Got one in my house.
They're fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. Much better, much quicker, and much better than the electric stoves that I've used over the years.
And I don't know if you saw the interviews. Fox News did some of them, but they were all over the internet, and people on Twitter who are chefs who run professional kitchens. They're like, wow, our bills are going to go through the roof.
Right.
It's going to take us so much longer to cook, and our cooking isn't going to be as good. You
exactly.
can't do stuff.
Yeah.
With them. And this is all based on one faux scientific study by two people who do not have, again, any kind of science degrees. They're just, Democrats, climate changers. And it's not even peer reviewed. I mean, this isn't even a real study.
Yeah.
You think they would try a little harder. And then they just lie about it. Well, this just came out. Energy Department, this is from Fox News. Energy Department proposes tighter efficiency standards for gas electric stoves. So apparently, I guess what they're going to do is make them expensive, jack them through the roof in price.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's going to be limits, by the way, on the energy that they can put out. In other words, they're going to whack your cooking. And all because of climate change, which isn't even real. So, but America needs to begin to realize this is not about green anything. This is a cult. And they are obsessed with obtaining control over every single aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm. from your light bulbs to your car to your stove in the kitchen. You know, whether it is the things that you say you believe, things you may say in private, things that you may want to talk about in public, the opinions that you may have, they want control over every single last bit of it. Talk about a totalitarian, authoritarian society. That's what they want.
And it with them, it is very much cultural. If they see something that conflicts with the culture of their cult, they want to stamp it out. For instance, we were talking about this earlier this week, they are in a fight now. They've funded it with hundreds of millions of dollars from billionaires against petro-masculinity. Their words, not mine. And the idea is that big trucks are dangerous and you should not be allowed to have one.
Well, as I said earlier, you'll take the steering wheel of my pickup from my cold, dead hands, holding the spatula that I used for my gas stove.
You can slap him upside the head with that. Slap, slap, slap. They are coming after everything. The car in your driveway. They are coming after all your appliances. And again, we've already seen from Long Heating and Air. I mean, this blew my mind. They were warning, you know, since last summer, if you need a new heat pump in your house, you better get it now because new Biden regulations are going to increase the price of it by 25%. You don't get anything extra for that. It's just regulation, regulation, regulation. They want to make it so that we are like a fading, rotting former communist empire where, you know, you can't afford a new stove and you got to go out back and cook over an open flame. That is the left wing dream. That is what they want. And you're back in your front yard with that scrub board my grandma used to use and you're scrubbing the clothes in a bucket of water that, you know, makes up part of your daily allotment for the day of water. That's where that is the dream. That is what they want. Total control over every aspect you live in. Lee, I've been saying this for a long time. I don't think they're serious about climate change. I don't even think they believe in it. If they really were this afraid, they wouldn't get in their private jets, but they do over and over and over again.
Well, I think you're right about that. The leadership, I don't think, does actually believe in climate change.
No, I don't
it is
think
simply
they do.
A tool that they use to scaremonger among the public.
Now, I think their followers buy it.
Yeah.
I think
oh, yeah,
the followers
yeah.
will believe anything yeah. they're told.
Exactly. Well, you know, look at the news we've had over the past 2 or 3 years. Talk about believing anything they're told. That's exactly what went on.
Meanwhile, this new video from Project Veritas is there's really no words to describe this video. This is the director of research at Pfizer. Again, the same guy we saw in the video last week. Pfizer since has put out a statement, and they did not deny that Jordan Tristan Walker is their director of research and development. That is how he describes himself on his LinkedIn page before it was scrubbed. So they're not denying this at all, that he's their guy. They're just saying, well, you know, we weren't doing gain-of-function research. We were just manipulating viruses in a biosafety level 3 lab. Well, that's gain-of-function. That's what that is. So I guess Pfizer needs more demand for its products. It's making more variants. I guess. I hope they don't get out. I don't know. But this one's incredible. Because remember, you could not say you would get a strike, if not lose your account for suggesting that the vaccine interfered with women's menstrual cycles and reproductive ability. Listen to what this guy is. And I would love to play the audio for you, but it's not real clear. So I'm going to have to read it. But I've watched the audio. This is the director of research at Pfizer. There's something irregular about their menstrual cycles, talking about women who've taken the shot. So people will have to investigate that down the line, he said. I hope we don't find that somehow this mRNA lingers in the body and like because it has been affecting something hormonal to impact menstrual cycles, he said. I hope we don't discover something really bad down the line. If something were to happen downstream and it was like really bad, I mean, the scale of that scandal would be enormous.
Yeah, your point.
Director of research, yeah. Pfizer, on camera. So the sensors have spun into overdrive. They're trying to figure out how to figure. Don't put this on Facebook. The FBI will take you down because they still censor for the CDC and the FDA and for Pfizer on Facebook. They don't on Twitter, though. You can discuss it there. And I can't imagine how Pfizer is going to respond to this. I mean, you can't get bolder or more in your face. What's going on right now on PolitiFact and some of the other lying fact check sites are like, well, it's never been confirmed that this guy's the director of research.
You know, any other time.
Well, hold on. It's never been denied. Pfizer put a statement out on him last week. If he wasn't theirs, he should have denied it. They didn't.
Any other time, liberal progressives would be going nuts over something that involved a woman's reproductive health rights.
So, Dr. Naomi Wolf, who has been all over Pfizer, tweeted, thank you. Millions of women were damaged because Twitter, the CDC, the White House colluded to ban me from warning of menstrual harms in July of 21. A lot of people tried to do it. Alex Berenson was one of them. A former New York Times reporter, right? So great credentials. He lost his Twitter account. This was one of the things he was warning about. You could not say, you were not allowed to say it. And now we know why. Because remember, we learned in one of the Twitter files, it's been about two ago now, that Pfizer had censorship ability. At Twitter, we can presume on the other platforms as well to make sure, I guess, that you wouldn't find out, hey, this thing could really ring your reproductive bell. Maybe you'll be able to reproduce or not. Who knows? And that doesn't even count the FDA data we just got on the baby rats. The shot kills them and causes spinal deformities. Your FDA was hiding that, but thanks to the FOIA, we finally got it. And that's how we know they've known since 21. That means the entire time they were getting pregnant women fired from their jobs for not taking the shot, they knew it caused spinal deformities and death, fetal death in pregnant rats. They lied. The government lied. Pfizer lied. They all lied. And now you've got the director of research at Pfizer going, hope this doesn't hurt women. We don't know. Looks bad, though.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How ridiculous is it getting? How obvious that the Chinese own Joe Biden, not just the keys to his offices where the classified data are stored, but I mean, own Joe Biden himself. Even the Democrats are calling him out. I don't kid yourself. They were fine with him being owned by China before. Senate Intel Chairman Mark Warner, a Democrat, said his patience is running thin with the Biden administration and TikTok. his committee had done a thorough review of TikTok. And come to understand, when your child installs that on your phone or on theirs, they get total surveillance ability. They got it all. They're collecting files on you. And Joe's cool with that. That's what he and Hunter are paid for. Warner said the Biden administration needs to make a decision on banning TikTok. They've been reviewing it for 2 years. So we got TikTok on one hand. We got Chinese spy balloons flying all over the place. Pentagon's like, ain't no big deal. It's only the size of 3 buses. It'll be fine. It'll be cool. No, we don't want to cause environmental damage. We're going to just let that thing float on out there. We've got the Chinese foreign minister all but threatening us. You better not act on this. You better let us fly that thing wherever we want, she said. I still can't get over the statement. And you want to know what, a government that is owned and controlled by the Chinese looks like? We discovered their spy balloon and they threaten us. They threaten us. We would never do a thing like that. But you better, quote, she said, proceed calmly and carefully. To Americans, we're not in their airspace. They're in ours. And you got the Pentagon, ain't no big thing. It's not a big deal. It's okay. You know the Pentagon will take action against, though. The Department of Defense, the Pentagon, they're one of the 12 agencies censoring you on Twitter. Censoring who? Patriots. Right-wingers. People just want to be free. Normals. Individual liberty-loving Americans. Not people who've ever threatened anything or done a single thing wrong. It's just for being conservative online. They'll take your account. But, you know, if China wants to run a balloon over, you know, over military airspace, that's okay. That's not a big deal. And that is only the beginning of the China news today. Have you heard this? Listen to this.
The Biden administration just blocked plans for a brand new mine that could have helped America secure its mineral independence. The White House is imposing a 20-year ban in the Superior National Forest in Minnesota, which contains 95% of the United States nickel reserves, 34% of the nation's copper, and 88% of the nation's cobalt. Now, many worry this will increase our China dependence even more. Minnesota Congressman Pete Stauber is the chairman of the Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources. What are the repercussions going to be to this mining ban?
Well, it's simply unacceptable. As you said, Ashley, the 95% of the nickel, 88% of the cobalt, over a third of the copper and other platinum group elements. These are critical minerals that we use in our everyday lives. And they're used in our defense, our computers, our iPhones, our tablets. And these are critical minerals that we can mine here in the United States of America safely with the best environmental, best labor standards. And this administration refuses to mine these minerals in the United States of America, yet enters into a memorandum of understanding with the communist country of China for their minerals. It's simply unacceptable. It's immoral because we know they use child slave labor. That's a fact. Over 40,000 children are forced to mine these critical minerals, and this administration enters into agreement, turns a blind eye to that. That is absolutely immoral and unconscionable when we have these minerals right here in the United States, in particular in northern Minnesota.
All right, let me explain this because Ashley Strohmeyer got a detail of that wrong. This is not a new mine. This is an existing mine. It's been there for quite a while. It is the single most important mine in the United States of America for the earth minerals that we need for our national defense, for tech, including your phones, and most especially for EVs, which the Democrats are mandating everyone or want to mandate everybody drive. We're seeing them do that in California. 95% of our nickel reserves, 34% of our copper. You know how valuable copper is. And 88% of our cobalt, the single most important mineral for EVs and for our military defense technology. 88% of our cobalt is in that mine. So it was an absolute outrage that Joe Biden shut it down. Now, when you look at the top five providers on Earth, makers, extractors of cobalt. Two countries stand out in that list, China and Russia. The very people who paid Hunter. It's weird. Anyway, so that was, I mean, I was into that yesterday. That's a big story. It's a big scandal. Well, it's just broken. John Kerry was secretly negotiating a deal with China. So this is not an out in the open thing. This, he went behind, literally as Joe Biden in the same period, is closing the mine that has all these minerals and laying off, causing it to lay off thousands and thousands of Americans. John Kerry is over in China secretly negotiating a deal to buy them from the Chinese. And I bet you we got the same deal with the Russians. I bet we do. We just haven't heard it yet. We haven't found it yet. What does this mean? Well, this gives them monopoly control. They can charge us whatever the heck they want. It's going to raise the price through the roof. So they're going to mandate you buy an EV. You're going to pay through the nose for it because Joe Biden took our cobalt off the market. Listen to Representative Peter Strubber talk about Kerry getting busted negotiating the secret deal with China as Joe Biden is putting our supplies of these minerals off limits for 20 years.
The House is investigating John Kerry's secret climate negotiations in China. Now, you're not on the House Oversight Committee, but with your background in energy, I do want your thoughts on these secret meetings between Kerry and China.
The fact of the matter is, what does the communist country of China have over this, the Biden and this administration? Why would he refuse to use United States labor for mining critical minerals? And why would he put a special envoy in John Kerry to secretly make agreements with the country of China? It's unacceptable. We have to put America first, America workers first, and America security first.
Why? Because they own him. Oh, and the firings have begun here in America at the mine. Because, you know, we have the slave children that do it in China.
Congressman, about how many jobs will this take away from American workers?
Thousands. You have the mining jobs, and then you have those businesses that service the mines. And also, we're talking about strategic national security. Ashley, if the communist country of China and Russia stop selling their minerals to the world, we're in trouble. We cannot depend on them. We have to hold the dependency of our nation in the palm of our own hands.
So, folks, the Democrats can't even get Joe Biden to act on TikTok. This is the Democrats being exasperated this morning, not just us.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So Hunter Biden completely throwing under the bus the 51 former national intelligence officials, high-ranking ones, who are like, nah, that's not his laptop. That's Russian disinformation. Throws them under the bus. Yeah, it's my laptop. And I'm really mad. I'm the victim. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Greenville in the news, group of pro-life Catholic students from a Catholic school right here in Greenville made the mistake of attempting to visit the Air and Space Smithsonian Museum wearing pro-life hats. Okay. All the hat said was pro-life and then rosary under it. They were wearing the hats, number one, because they'd been to the National Pro-Life, you know, march. And then they thought they'd visit some, you know, local places, but also to help them, you know, identify the group of kids. So they walk in, and folks, this is the mentality. This is, you know, what the big deal is about this. It's a First Amendment right violation, yes, but this is the mentality of every agency of the federal government, from the Census Bureau to, like, the National Archives. The National Archives tried to cover up Biden's classified documents crimes. It's like wherever they turn, everything has been seeded with anti-American leftists who are willing to do their part. It's amazing to me the list of agencies. I mean, the Pentagon's gone. The Pentagon is totally. The FBI now has a headquarters bigger than the Pentagon from which to spy on you and generally persecute you. Thank you, Lindsey Graham, for agreeing to fund a brand shiny new headquarters and an extra $100 million to prosecute Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump literally has, I'm still not over this, last weekend, Lindsey Graham standing there as he pledges, standing there with him on the state, on the stump, you know, at the State House of Columbia, as he pledges to eliminate the rhinos. Well, if you're not going to get rid of Lindsey Graham, sir, who are the rhinos? I mean, you endorsed Kevin McCarthy when we were trying to extract promises from him not to bankrupt the country. Who pray tell, are you going to eliminate? There's nobody left. You endorse Mitch McConnell. That's why he's the minority leader. I mean, look, people get upset at me when I trash Trump. Understand, I love Trump. I loved what Trump stood for. He is my hero. And I put him like at number two after George Washington. It's the fact that he has abandoned all this that profoundly disturbs me. People say, you're going soft here. You don't support Trump. No, I am not a mindless drone. I'm not. I was on board for the fight. And when he abandons the fight, I'm not on board. I'm upset at him for not being more Trumpy. Not because I've gone soft or I'm, you know. I mean, you look at the Republican leadership as we have it right now, 100% Trump's fault. We had great candidates that could have run against Mitch McConnell in the primary in Kentucky. Trump endorsed McConnell. That's why we have him. He is the single least popular member of Congress. And he is our minority leader. Does that hurt us? Oh, heck yeah. Whose fault is that? Trump, number one. Trump. It's Trump's fault. Kevin McCarthy, Trump also endorsed in his primary. We could have got rid of him. We still tried to get rid of him. Do you realize what those rebels did in the House? They got a straitjacket for Kevin McCarthy so we can control him. And he's actually acting like a Republican for the first time in his career. He has no choice because any one of them can call for his removal at any time. That's one of the rules we got, too, with Trump fighting us every step of the way, fighting Ralph Norman, endorsing McCarthy, telling them to step down, stand down. And then he has the unmitigated gall to go to Columbia last weekend and tell me he's fighting the rhinos. Which ones? Because it's none of the ones in Congress. And standing behind you, you have Lindsey Graham. I know Charlie was talking about this yesterday. The one shot we had through September to stop the FBI from censoring us across the 14 tech platforms, the one chance we had, and not just us, but our candidates too, was to control their funding and to put limits on it. Funding stops immediately. Next tech company you have contact with, you are not allowed to talk to them. You are not allowed to speak to them. You are not allowed to censor, or the money dries up. Easy peasy. Not hard to do. Make the Democrats vote no on that. We could have done all of those things. All of them. But who stopped us? Lindsey Graham. He voted with the Democrats to get their budget through, $100 billion raise for the FBI. That's a pat on the shoulder. Yes, please get rid of our stupid conservative voters. Please censor them. especially Trump, because remember, the FBI censored Trump. They were the ones pushing Facebook and Twitter to shut down. Lindsey Graham makes sure that the Republicans can't put any kind of leash on the FBI, including, again, an extra money specifically for the prosecution of January 6 protesters and an investigation that the DOJ is doing into Trump's role in that, if there was any. And Trump has the unmitigated gall to put him in a background in a speech in Columbia. And you want to tell me I'm going soft? I'm not going soft. It's not me. It's him. Uranus 40s, Unity Party. No, he is. That's my beef. You want to know why all this is going on? I mean, Trump. It's Trump. And then Trump comes behind Mitch McConnell after endorsing him in the primary, cutting off good candidates at the knees who could have taken him out. And he tells us Mitch McConnell's a bad guy and racially slurs McConnell's Asian wife. Well, we wouldn't need to be discussing him or her or anybody if you hadn't cut off the other candidates in the primary, sir. And now you look so weak, Nikki Haley's coming through here thinking she's going to win this election in South Carolina. And then you have the gall to go on stage and tell me you're going to fight the rhinos? Can you give us a list? Are there any left you're not fighting? And the worst part of all, and people went nuts over this online, as Trump is standing on stage in Columbia talking about fighting the rhinos, the very rhinos, including, again, Lindsey, who's just given the FBI a budget to go after Trump, Lindsey's laughing. He's laughing in the background as Trump says this.
The 2024 election is our one shot to save our country, and we need a leader who is ready to do that on day one. We need a fighter who can stand up to the left, who can stand up to the swamp, stand up to the media, stand up to the deep state. Am I allowed to say stand up to the rhinos, too? I think we can say that.
You can't see it because it's the radio. Lindsey is laughing in the back. He's laughing right behind Trump. I throw my hands in the air. Honest God, just vote for Jeb Bush. I'm done. So if you want to know why these people inside places like the Smithsonian think they can persecute children, throw them out for wearing pro-life hats, I offer you Exhibit A, straight out of Columbia. And he's the guy who's supposed to fight the swamp. Here's what people just like you are saying on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Now, the text writes, do people not see that Biden is giving everything to China? This is ridiculous. I think the mine story is just as outrageous from a national security perspective and just period in terms of raw anti-Americanism in Biden as the energy balloon. Text writes, Tara, how do you know the Chinese balloon doesn't have an EMP on it or in it? Look, I don't know what the military can know or not know, observe, and I don't have those details. But I know this. If your response to the Chinese doing this one time is, I just let it go. I can't do it. They're going to do it again. You just gave them permission to do it again. We're not going to shut it down. We'll just watch it. Texture writes, Tara, I honestly feel this country is lost. China is almost completely in control. Another texture writes, Tara, when will the states nullify? Minnesota has the minerals we need. Texas has the oil. West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Kentucky have the coal. Joe Biden is at work for the CCP nullify. Yeah, that's the thing. The federal government doesn't have any constitutional ability to do any of these things. One of two things is going to have to happen. One of these governors is going to have to say, we're going to, drill, mine, frack, whatever. Screw you to the Biden administration and the EPA because they have no authority to do this. Come down here and make us. Or we're going to lose the country. It's going to go one way or another. Texter writes, Biden is trying to bankrupt America so China can walk in. Yes, he is. Another texter writes, Tara, I've concluded that the favorite phrase used by Democrats when making a point is, well, the fact of the matter is, as if it makes whatever point they are making true. It's Donna Brazile's favorite phrase. Another texter writes, after World War II, using German poison research, began spraying the fields, lawn, fruit trees, vegetable beds in order to kill bugs. Sheep wool was affected. I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, texter writes here, it appears that China has spent years luring in the egotistical morons in our government with the promise of power and money. It now looks like payback time has arrived. Another texter writes, they don't care. They got Biden across the finish line. That's all they care about. Another texter writes, Trump is the only one tough enough to go in and clean this up. He learned this lesson. He learned his lesson. Now he knows who he can trust and who he can't. DeSantis is not strong enough to do it. Well, Trump isn't either. He endorsed all the leaders we're fighting right now and put them back in office. Texter writes, Trump is smart, Tara. He knew McConnell would win anyway, and he will have to work with him later. So he slurred his wife and then went after McConnell, calling him a terrible leader? That's smart? We had to work with him later. Well, then he wouldn't have slurred his wife racially, would he? That's not smart. That's erratic. Texter writes, he can't alienate everyone. Again, after endorsing McConnell in the primary and cutting off good MAGA candidates at the knees, you'd think he might have some political capital with McConnell. No, McConnell stabs him in the back, and Trump slurs McConnell's wife, hurting himself in the process. By the way, he looks like a racist. That's not smart, y'all. Come on, there's no 3D chess here. It's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs at this point. Texter writes, agreed, Tara. I was 100% pro-Trump. Still am in a lot of ways. Not anymore. Anyone who supports Graham is the enemy to the party. DeSantis all the way. Another texter writes, I'm so over Trump's bad decisions and political affiliations. Keep railing. Hopefully these people who don't get it will eventually wake up. Texter writes, hey, Tara, immigrants kicked out of the New York hotel said this is not a poor country. No, the texter writes, it's broke. Did you see the footage Fox kept cutting to of the illegals camped out in front of the hotel? The same illegals who gave the interview to Fox News saying, we don't want to stay in a homeless shelter. Those homeless people are nasty. We don't want to stay with the homeless people. They're crazy. And Fox keeps running this, you know, this video over and over of the illegals in front of the hotel. The hotel is locked the doors, right? Because they're trashing the hotel. They don't want them to come back in. And this one illegal is standing there picking his nose. Just open, I mean, like full on, not even hiding it for the camera. And Fox is just running this again and again. Every time they cut to it, I'm like, oh, back away from the screen. Oh, not bringing the best and brightest in here. Not at all. Standing there on national television picking your nose. What a metaphor. Okay. Folks, if we need people to come in here and work, awesome. Let them compete against each other for every level of work. We'll take it in the visa lottery. Not hard. Let's get people who love America, want to work hard, aren't dependent. Give them visas. Bring them here if we need them. No, no, no. We have to leave the border open and take the terrorists too. Makes sense. Texter writes, the China balloon is the... Oh, what a great point. The China balloon is the same as an illegal crossing the border. Yeah, except with extra national security risk. Another texter writes, do these governors have control of the Air National Guard? If they do, one of them should take down this balloon. Another texter writes, Trump claims DeSantis is a globalist. Have you seen anything to make that legit? Well, that's a whole nother show, and I've got 2 minutes left. Texter writes, Tara, the FBI must have you intimidated. Me? Did you listen to the rest of the show today or yesterday or the day before or the podcast yesterday? Look, if I'm an example of FBI intimidation, the FBI needs to step up. Texter writes, now that we see this side of Trump, does it make you reevaluate things in 2020, like government shutdown, virus and vaccine push? I'm not sure what you're asking me. You mean like Trump's decisions on those things? Or I'm not sure what you're asking. It's an interesting direction you're going in, though. Texter 8, quit trashing Trump interview Trump and let him explain his reasons. DeSantis is globalist, Bush 2.0, do your research. Trump is the only option not owned by the deep state. Okay, well, I'm not 100% committed to any one other candidate at this point. If you could send me an example of how DeSantis is owned by the deep state, that would be cool. I mean, seriously, like, send it to me. Email me. I'd love to read it. Texter writes, I'm with you, Tara. Trump has turned out to be the self-indulgent businessman. You know, I don't even know if it's that. I don't know if I would go that far. I love Trumpism. I do. I just don't see how we go forward with him endorsing the people he is vowing to come to Washington and defeat. Like, I can't make that make sense. But maybe it's just me. Anyway, have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.